Brian Houseworth here at Missouri Net. We're approaching Thanksgiving, and in a way, this forecast kind of reminds me of something we'd see maybe in April and May, but the National Weather Service in Kansas City is warning of a possible severe threat. Basically, really, a line all the way from Kirksville, Trenton, Chillicothe, all the way down through central Missouri, Moberly, Columbia, Jeff City, all the way down to Lebanon and Springfield. Joining me to talk about it for a moment is Scott Blair. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill. Scott, what are we looking at here?
Well, what we're looking at is a very dynamic storm system beginning to move into the plain states. And with that, we're seeing the increase in moisture. We're going to have the lift from this storm. And likewise, we have a lot of wind energy out there. And all these environmental conditions coming together, we do have that spring-type weather out there with the possibility of thunderstorms and severe weather.
And in terms of the time frame in the towns, what are we looking at, you think?
Right. So the severe weather threat will generally move from west to east. So western Missouri, we're looking at sometime around or just a little after sunset, and that threat will quickly progress to the east as we head into the late evening and early overnight hours. Things will quickly move out of the state well before sunrise tomorrow morning. So really that window is going to be during the evening hours is going to be the main threat for severe weather.
Are we looking at possibly tornadoes for some of the areas?
We certainly can't rule out tornadoes. That's going to be the potential with as much wind energy as we have out there. The good news, though, is that if there happens to be any tornadoes, we're not looking at the real long-tracked, strong or violent type. This is going to be more of a brief type of tornado out there. But nevertheless, people should certainly remain vigilant and keep an eye out to the sky.
And final question, some of the towns that we could be looking at that are going to be potentially impacted.
Right. So the best threat for that severe weather is going to be generally in central Missouri. So anywhere from up as far north as Kirksville down to Columbia and Springfield and points eastward might have the very greatest threat. But the other thing to keep in mind, too, is as dynamic as the system is, there's going to be widespread, very strong winds across the area as we get into the evening and overnight hours. So everybody should see winds of at least 45 mile per hour wind gust, if not even higher.
Anything you'd like to add?
I don't think that's pretty much it.